A Brooklyn high school teacher who declined to say her name was standing with a placard denouncing in red letters President Bush's lust for oil. After the circle of TV cameras that surrounded her moved on to another protester, she shared the reason for her being unable to remain at home.
I've been demonstrating since the beginning of the war 4 years ago, and I'm sorry that he has now killed Saddam Hussein because I think it will bring an escalation of the war.
What kind of understanding do the students have about American foreign policy in the Middle East?
I think that they are opposed to what is going on. I think they want peace. When I get to know them and we discuss things, they are very sad about this endless war. They don't get accurate information. It's very hard. There's nothing on the regular news stations.
So what should people do?
I think they have to speak up. They have to organize themselves, do what they can. Everybody can do something. Something will happen eventually. We don't know when and we don't know exactly what, but there will be a turning point, some breakthroughs for humanity.
Bill Gilson, a Navy veteran from the Korean War, expresses his sentiment that this is not the America he fought for.
I fear that what's going on has all the earmarks of gearing up for a future escalation of our insanity in Iraq.
They executed Saddam Hussein yesterday. What's your reaction?
Well, I think the whole thing certainly would have to be interpreted as politically motivated. Looking at it from an objective standpoint, if one can do that, we certainly have blood on our hands as United States citizens while we allow our government to occupy a country illegally and kill innocent civilians.
You tell regular Americans that they have blood on their hands?
Yes, I think we should start to wake up to the fact that as long as we allow this administration to continue for another 2 years in power, we are very much complicit and we do have blood in our hands.
The polls before the elections indicated that a majority of Americans thought that the war was not going well and that we should get out. But the money keeps coming. People get elected and then they fund the war.
Very true, and I think we have to hold them accountable. Are they with this war or are they against this war? It's as simple as that.
This is now the most important issue for the United States?
Without a doubt. That and a Congress that is willing to investigate a president and the entire present administration for violations of the United States Constitution. Until we decide to do that, we are no better off than a rogue nation and we are operating as such.
The common thread among the seasoned political activists on Times Square yesterday was the unshaken belief that justice will ultimately prevail. Nadia Tesic, a renowned novelist, filmmaker, and university professor, parallels the fate of Iraq with her native Yugoslavia.
When I heard about execution, I vomited, so did my mother. And I've had a surgery on my knee and I still came. I feel sick that this country is becoming a dictatorship of the worst sort and that in spite of UN, it invaded and destroyed the country, destroyed museums, killed their people, created civil war, and also killed inadvertently poor young Americans.
You've seen this happen in the past, also in other places?
I've seen it in my own country, Yugoslavia, but Iraq, I have to say, is much worse. They devastated infrastructure in Yugoslavia, but they didn't destroy all of it. They installed colonialism, and they were the ones who created civil war in Yugoslavia. U.S. did.
Do you think that they also created the civil war now in Iraq?
Of course. Of course. What else?
Yugoslavia is now a divided country. Do you believe that the purpose of this government is to divide Iraq as well?
Well, the purpose was oil in the beginning. Obviously, if they divide countries, they become less strong, and it's always in U.S. interest to have less strong countries that can become colonies at some point.
We see there's a conflict right now in Somalia, and then they're talking about Iran. Do you think they will succeed in their plan to colonize all these countries?
No, not all. Because I believe in the law of physics, which is whenever there is action, there is reaction. And people, sooner or later, are going to resist and fight. And I think we're going to have global fights against U.S. colonization.
What will happen?
In the name, I would say, of human spirit that wants to be free. Happy New Year to the world.
President Saddam Hussein was executed on the first day of the most important holiday of Eid al-Adha, which culminates today in the Muslim world and celebrates God's intervention to save Ishmael from being sacrificed by his father Abraham. Ishmael is widely believed to be the ancestor of the Arab nation. There is little doubt that many in the Islamic world will see a sinister provocation in the untimely death of one of the secular leaders of Arab nationalism. From New York's Times Square, this is Fred Gwynn wishing everyone a more humane New Year.